The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists reports that based on available data, pregnant women are not at an increased risk for the novel coronavirus. But for those women who do contract the disease, only about 4 to 5% become severely ill. WHQR reports on how local OBGYNs are handling patients during the pandemic. Prenatal care is changing due to the coronavirus. In-person appointments are more spaced out, and telemedicine is being used more often. Dr. Sarah Gore is an OBGYN at Wilmington Health. She says it's still important for women to come into the office early and late in their pregnancies. And when they arrive, the doctors are wearing proper PPE. And Dr. Gore offers ways for pregnant women to cope with our new reality.
Keep your schedule throughout the day. Exercise every day, but in the evenings, try to turn everything off. Get outside, go for a walk, do some exercises in your house.
Dr. Gore says a partner or support person is allowed in labor and delivery after passing a temperature screening, but she also has this warning.
I would plead with the community to please not lie about these symptoms. I know there's reports of other places in the United States where fathers or support people are saying that they haven't had symptoms when they have. We need to protect our moms, we need to protect our babies, and we need to protect our staff.
But if a pregnant woman contracts COVID-19, Dr. Gore says the doctors at the hospital are ready to deliver her baby safely. And from the research thus far, breast milk does not appear to contain the virus. And she says yes, NHRMC is taking care of multiple patients who have tested positive for the virus, and we all need to continue practicing physical distancing for the sake of the community and for our mothers-to-be. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.